mission study Zayinim of Aleph at the bottom of the Omid. Mission says, Amonga, Bainman Arison, Bainman and Asuin, Lucheris, Shlobe Bezdin. So the right to sell the property, she doesn't have to go to Bezdin to sell the property. She can sell the property. She's empowered by the authority that the Baal gave her to sell the properties to get what she needs. Now, in the suin, she gets mazernus, so she's selling to get mazernus. In the erison, she doesn't get mazernus. If she's an amon, in the erison, she doesn't get mazernus. So she's selling to get her ksuba. So Rav Shimon says, min a nesuin mecheres lebebezdin, min a erison lesimkra lebebezdin. In they shein la mazernus, v'chol shein la mazernus lesimkra lebebezdin. So bishlam for mazernus, we say that she needs to know that when she needs mazernus, she can go sell. She doesn't have to wait to run to Bezdin to do that. So there'll be a pressure upon her. So we give her the right to sell without going to Bezdin. For the ksuba, like, what's the rush? So go to Bezdin, let Bezdin process it. So Rav Shimon says there's no, if it's just a case of mazonis, so the mechira has to be in Bezdin. Tanakhama says, not only that, Bainman Arison's like Rashi, Shein lo mazonis, umacheris the ksuba. So the Tanakhama agrees that the mechira was for ksuba purposes, by a case of Mina, from Mina Arison, but she can do that. Bainman and Nesuwa, she mecheris the mazonis. Once she's in Nesuwa, she can be selling it for mazonis purposes as well. Mecheris shaloi bebezdin. So she can do this, according to Tanakhama, without bezdin. Shimon Armamina Nesuin, she mecheris the mazonis. From the case of Nesuin, where she's selling her mazonis, that's mecheris shaloi bebezdin. She after lo liyos yoshebis umisana, actually he's dachik lo bezdin. We can't put the pressure on her to wait until the Bezdin gets to it from his owners. Almina Arison, Shein Mechirosa Ella Luxuba, which the she can't get, doesn't get his owners, which is from Arison, so it's only just for the Luxuba, Losimka Luba Bezdin, so what's the rush? So we should require Bezdin. So the Mora holds that Rav Shimon's argument is a strong argument. Mora wants to know what's on the Tanakhama. Bishlam Amin and Asuin and the Tanakhama. Mishum Mazoni, she's selling from Mazoni. So I understand we can't make her wait to go to Bezdin. Ella Amin and Arison, my time. And Rashi adds, like any other Balkhoi which comes to collect from the Yisraelim has to go to Bezdin. So why shouldn't she, who gets the Ksuba, has to go to Bezdin? Element Arison, my time. So Amar Ula, Mishum Chino. In order that women should want to get married and be interested in marrying this individual, so we want to make the process of addressing her needs as easy as possible. So if she has to go to Bezdin for that, that would lack in the chain. If the husband's message is, you know, listen, here's the chain, yeah. If I die, I'll pay the ksuba, but you should know what you have to go through the whole Bezdin process. You know what? The ksuba is available for you immediately, no problem. You just take care of it yourself. Much more chain. It's more a non-sahadi that the husband does not want his wife to have to go through the Bezdin process, even though he did not make that as a written or a condition in the marriage. We assume that's what he wants. So therefore, she doesn't have to go to Bezdin. Versus my binayu between Ula's pshat and Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, Ike binayu grusho. So the man d'amar mishum chino, grushanami boy chen. Even though now they're a grusha, but when they married, they got married, and she wants to know that in case this situation ends up being negative, it's not going to be. He's not making it difficult for her. If she would feel that he's doing so, she might be less inclined to marry. But the man number the fin shein adam rotsa shetis baza isha bebezdin grusha lo ichbis lei. But that we're saying in Saudi that this is what the husband would want. He doesn't care about the grusha. Okay. Sinan. Ugrusha l'simkra ela bebezdin. That the next mishnah down the, later on the, down the Yomid says grusha l'simkra ela bebezdin. The grusha she has to sell in bezdin. So bishlam on the man the armor the fish ain't other merchant he's bazed the ishtar bebezdin grusha l'ichbis leis. And we have this argument we just said that he doesn't mind that the grusha should have to go to bezdin. So and that fits. So that's like your b'yerchon. Alaman damer mishum chino grusha nami boy chayin. So, but Ula says that the reason is because the chayin, so that should apply to the grusha as well. So why does the grusha have to sell in bezdin? So Ula says back, Hamani Reb Shimon he, that this is Reb Shimon. And if Shimon holds, anytime you're selling for the ksuva, even by almana, she has to go to bezdin. So the grusha has no mazonis. By definition, the grusha is always going to be just for the ksuva. So therefore, the grusha has to go to bezdin. So that's Reb Shimon shita. The Mor says, "Irib Shimon he hatana l'reisha mina erison lo simkra lo bezdin." So. Why, if it's Reb Shimon, why does he have to repeat himself? He said any time that the only you only collecting the ksuba, there's no mazonis, she has to go to bezdin. Even almana, I mean erison, since there's no mazonis, she has to go to bezdin. So grusha for sure would have to go to bezdin. So what's the chiddush of grusha? That's basically said already. Okay, the more so like this. Manatema. Amon min erison who the nafesh chen dito. Our grusha the nafesh chen dito. Emati boy chen. So, Reb Shimon doesn't accept the argument of chen. Haraya by amon min erison. Which the issue is only the ksuva. There's no dinner. She has to go to bezdin. She can't do it herself. Even though we could argue that the Chachamim said that in order to create the relationship, it's worth it. In order to entice her to want to get married, she should feel confident that she's going to be able to, if necessary, to collect what she needs to collect. She doesn't hold of that. But maybe he doesn't hold of that by a case of Amono, I mean Arison, where the marriage has never advanced beyond the Arison stage. But the case of the Grusha, where she was ready in the Suwa, or it could talk about a case of she's ready in the Suwa. So I would say that they tell the woman that you're going to get into a marriage, you're going to have Erison and Nesuin, and then if the husband decides to divorce you, it's going to be, it's a very difficult time to collect your ksuba. She says, I don't want it. You want me to go through the marriage to the point of even from Erison and Nesuin, and then give me a headache afterwards, maybe I'm not interested. So in that situation, Reb Shimon should agree to the Tanakama that she should not have to go to Bezdin. To sell the properties. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Grusha also, according to Shimon, Lusim Kerala Bebez. Okay. The Mor says, no. Hanami Tanino. Kol Shein Lamazonis. Shimon's Lashon in the Mishnah over here is, Min Erison, Lusim Kerala Bebez. So that extra phrase, what's that for? Shimon could have said, what's that extra phrase? Anybody who doesn't have mazonis he has to go to Bezdin. So Grusha doesn't have Mazonis. So that we included in that phrase, Kol Shein LeMazonis LaSiyamai Lav LaSiyah Grusha. So the Chayav that's coming to be married, but the case of the Grusha, since he doesn't have Mazonis, there's no, she has to go to Bezdin. So what's the, if it's Reb Shimon talking, we don't need to repeat Grusha LaSimcha LeBezdin in the next Mishnah. He already said it in the first Mishnah. So must be it's going in the Chachamim, it's a Kasha Nulu. My love, let's say Grusha, Lomar says, no, no. L'suyeh Migureshes, V'ena Migureshes, Kidr B'zeiru. Damar B'zeiru, Kol Mokam Shomer, Migureshes, V'ena Migureshes, Baal Chai B'mazonis Seha. The man throws a get to the woman. Suffolk, if it's karev to her, and therefore she's divorced, or suffolk if it's karev loy, and she's not divorced. So that her status is megareshes v'ena megareshes. So, by case of a nesua, in that situation, the baal is still chayv in mazonis. So the husband's chayv in mazonis, and now he dies. See, even though Yorshim normally take over the chiyuv of the father in regards to mazonis, in this situation they don't. And therefore the Mishnah is saying that, so any situation where there's no chiyuv mazonis, so even though she was a nesua, and normally a nesua there's a chiyuv mazonis, or she's a grusha, she's not called an almona, but here we have a situation where she's like a semi-almona, but there's no mazonis, and therefore there's no, the selling the property to collect the suba has to be done in Bezdin. Okay. Toshma. Kashem shemecher shalom bebezdin, kach yorshe ksubasa, merchim shalom bebezdin. So she sells in without going to Bezdin, so if she dies subsequently, and her Yarshim are now coming to collect the Ksuba, they also sell Shalom Bezdin. So Bishnam the man Dhamma the fee Shayna the Murtha Shitis Bazi Shalom Bezdin Kehecha the Ihi Loy Nichole Titis Bazi Yarshim Nami Loy Nichole the Libzu. We can assume that he would want her Yarshim. Or the Kiddush of the Bryce is that we assume that the same way he doesn't want her to have to go through the process, he doesn't want her Yerushim to go through the process. El Man Domer Mishum Chino Yerusha Maichin Iku. So, if the issue is Chain, so why is it? An issue of chayim that we'll say the woman, if she would know when she gets married that in case she dies that her yarshim are going to have to go to Bezdin, it would discourage her from getting married. Really, why would that be so? So tirgam ulo kigern shirashta ibita eachos. So if they have to go through the process of Bezdin, that's going to discourage them from getting married in the future to somebody else, because they perceive this process as being a difficult process, and we're afraid it's going to discourage them from wanting to get married. Okay. So Rashi. Top Rashi, yeah. Elamin Erisin, my time of Loyatrichu, Rabbanon, love of the Bezdin, Kakol Shar Matsiye Shtar Choiv. she's collecting a shtar chayav from her husband's estate. So she's going to Bezdin like anybody else. Comes with the shtar chayav, they go to Bezdin. So Mor says, what's the reason? So Ula says, Mishum Chino, Shihu Baalein Lechein Beinein, that the women should find interest in the men. Well, Yimnu Hanoshim Elinosi LaNoshim, women will not want to refrain from getting married, being concerned about the long legal process if there's any issue down the road. So Mor says, if the reason is because of Chayin, so Grusha Nami Boy Chayin, the original takana of that the reason is that it's true is because of the chayin is true upon here also. It's not up to the husband's. We're not assuming like Rebbe Yochanan says the husband's desire in the situation, but rather the chum set this up. So they set it up for all the women. But it's because of the assumption of what the husband wants. The husband has no concern about his grusha. So the Mor says, if it says grusha l'simcha ela bebezdin, if it's because of chayin, why would that be true? It's kasha nula. So the Mor says to Rav Shimon, the last lay chino, Rav Shimon doesn't have this argument at all. Harai, the Gabi Almana mina Erison. The case of Almana mina Erison, Nami Mishum the Ksuba Kamazavna, Amr Losim Kerala Bebezdin. Even though it's only a case of Mazarnas, according to Shimon, that you sell Shlomo Bezdin. But once it's just a case of the Ksuba, Almana mina Erison, even though there definitely was a Chayin issue, she has to sell in Bezdin, which means he doesn't have the argument of Chayin. The Mor says no. I would say the case of Almana min Erisin, Lenofesh Chayin Dido, Shahoy Salah Chibis Bia, Lo Yera Be'enei Hanashim Im Hutruchu Zu. Here, the woman already, she never got to the point that she had a full marriage, and she just had Erisin. We're saying, you know what, she has to go to Bezdin. So Rav Shimon says, we're not concerned about her emotional negative reaction to that. Therefore, they maybe would not want to get married to the Chachilu. But the case of a woman who was a Grusha, she already got to the stage of Bia. So women are thinking, if I get to the stage of being with Bia with the man, and now he's asking me to go to Bezdin, that's not fair. So maybe they won't want to get married. Eimet Tiboy Chayin, Afilu Shimon. Mor says, but Honamit Tinina B'Seva Nilsa Reb Shimon. It says, any situation where a person is selling not for mezonos, kol she'en la mezonos, so she has to sell in Bezdin. Same with the Rav Shimon, isn't it lav l'sui grusha, min en asun, dimin erison ha'shmin en amon of a kol she'en grusha. So it must be some case of, if it's some case of grusha, some case of grusha, min en asun, because Grusha min Erison is no Kiddush. So Mor says, it's Suya Rezeira's case. Woman is a Megresher and a Megresher. I mean, Erison. It's nothing to do with it's nothing to do with the cutting of the Ksuba. And the chiddush over here is not the halacha of the ksuba, that the ksuba has to be in Bezdin. The homel almana shemin and law. We already know that from a case of almana min erison, according to Shimon. Ella agav urche ashminan. It's telling me on the side. It's telling me a chiddush. The megareshes, the enemy megareshes. An example of a megareshes, enemy megareshes. Again, Zorak Lakita, Suffolk Curve Law, Suffolk Curve Law, Versus Rabbin, So he sold it, threw it to her in a way that it's a suffix whether she's divorced or not. So even though she has a right to Yisomim from the husband, it does not continue to the Yisomim. As long as he's alive, the Baal Seha has to give her Mazonis. So the reason why, if let him argue, if you're divorced, I don't have to support you. Yes, but until he addresses the problem, she cannot remarry. So therefore, because of him, she's lacking ability to move on and get support from somewhere else. So he has to support her. But after he dies, so she can remarry. So what's the argument? But maybe she's an almana, and there's a chiyum and it's an almana. Well, the dimmer grushin gerishin habu, maybe when she was divorced, so the yarshim can say, so that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. It's talking about a totally side issue and nothing. Not discussing the din of Grusha B'chlal. The case of the Grusha, basically going to the Bezdin, selling of the Bezdin for Mazonis or not.
Why does it have to come on to him dying? What's if she is a Sefik Grusha Sefik? He wouldn't be able to live there. Does he still have to provide her Mazonis then?
That's what Mazonis is saying. The Baal is a chiyuv mezonos. That's the chiddush. That's the Rezeira's chiddush. Even though they're not married, possibly. So let him say Motzei Mecher B'Lev Araya, but she can't marry because of him. So he has to address the problems.
So he would be mechuyav to give her.
Mechuyav to give her mezonos, but that's not true. Once he dies, because now she can marry.
But before he dies,
that would be
the suffix. Why is Rashi stops when he gets when he dies?
There's
still in that suffix. That would be a case where.
That's Rashi's point. The Baal is to give him mezonos, even though they're suffix divorced, he has to give him mezonos.
Right.
Why is that? Because she's stuck. He's creating the problem. Here's a woman. He said, listen, lady, maybe you're divorced, I don't have to pay you. She says, yeah, okay, so great, so I should die from starvation. I can't remarry, give me a good get. So that taina is a valid taina, so he has to give her mazonos. But once he dies, what's her argument? I can't remarry? Of course, he's dead. Whether he's divorced or not, she's dead, so she can remarry. Elamai, what is an argument that a woman who's an almana has a right to get a claim on her husband's estate? Maybe she's not an almana. So then it's just a simple regular din of tvias mamon, but over here b'chayav there's a separate chiyav because he's the one who's creating her lack of being able to remarry till he addresses it with a new valid get or decides to die. Right.
Is there another way of looking at this that before he throws the get, he has a responsibility to provide her. So throwing this debt, then the person would remove that responsibility. Instead, he takes this action which is unclear.
Okay.
And because it's unclear, he has not removed that responsibility, right? She still has this claim on him, and he has not taken the actions required to terminate that claim. After he's dead, she only would have a claim on the divorce if she was married. But the suffix then kicks in sufficiently to make them exempt from having to pay for her food.
There is such a sore in Shas in certain places where a person has a vada chiv and his son has a suffix patur, so you don't say much about Mechamera Lavardaya. Mishnah Baba Kama, the Mishnah says, the person says, Reuben says, Hashem, you owe me $100. He says, I don't remember if I ever borrowed from you. I don't remember the details. So I'm not sure I owe you money. So he's not, even though it's a Sufik, he's admitting to a possibility, but still, But if he says any day in Praticha, I remember borrowing, I don't remember if I paid. So loch is that he's mechuyev to pay. And what's the reason? Because he has a cheskes chiyev, he had a vare chiyev, and he has a suffix, he became potter. So even though you have a rule of much mechalev araya, like you pointed out, much mechalev araya is one of those rules, which is a phenomenal rule, that has a lot of loopholes. Right? So the problem with that is that pasha that would go over to the Yerushim as well. If that would be the argument over here, if you would apply that rule over here, it would be the same thing to the Yerushim. She has a vare to be a that, because the same way he has a chiyuv, the Yisraelim have a chiyuv to Lamana, and you're saying a suffix, whether that chiyuv is still true. So, pashas that chiyuv, the cheskes chiyuv should go over to the Yerushim as well. So then you have to argue the other end, why don't you use that? Why isn't that true? So there are vare chiyuv and there are vare chiyuvim. There's a vare chiyuv in the sense of over there he borrowed $100. It's a specific amount of money, the specific action which created it. We have a question which he discharged that responsibility. Mesonis is an ongoing chiyuv, which has to be part of the marriage, is he has a chiyuv to present Mesonis to her. So it's not a specific chiyuv, it's more a chiyuv on the person to generate that responsibility, as opposed to over there, it's a chayv moment, which exists, which you don't know the chayv moment was discharged. But it's not a chayv moment, it's a responsibility of the husband to produce, to give it to her. So that he could say, prove that I have the chiyuv and I'll pay you. Right, so you wouldn't use that rule over there. Okay. No, you wouldn't use the rule of cheskes chiyuv. Okay. So then the more brings Braisa, which says that the Yerushel, Yerushik Subosa Gersinan, Logosinan V'Yerushik. It's not two different cases. It's the Yerushel, who are the Yerushik Subosa, Sel Shel Bebezin. So more the difference, because Ein of the Mertzah Shetiz Baz, Ish to Bebezin. He has that good feeling towards his the Yerushim of his wife as well. He doesn't want them to have to go through the Tirch of Bezin either. Because many times the Yarshim are men. So Morris says, no, she Yarashta, but Bito Oyachaisa. Mshum Didoa Bainan Tekata, Shlotimo Shech Milinose. That, because I'm in a Tekana to protect the institution called marriage, that people should not be discouraged from getting married. So, here, this Yoreshes, the girl or the sister, the daughter or the sister, went through this difficult process of going to Beis Din. They're going to be discouraged from getting married, thinking they might have to go through this again. So the tikkun applies to them as well. Fine. Okay. Zok to Tanakama, which is over here, it's a theme of Reb Shimon. Macha Ksubasa. Okay. So the woman sold Ksubasa Omiksasa, or Mishkan Ksubasa Omiksasa, Nasa Ksubasa Lacher Omiksasa. So, Lasimkar Sashar Elam Bezdin. So the law is that once the woman has sold even part of the ksuba, she no longer has a right to mezonis. So that's Rav Shimon's rule. And once she has no right to mezonis, she's only selling the remainder to collect the ksuba. So it has to be done in Beis Din. The Chachamim say back, the same Mecheresi, so she can sell the even if she's selling it over a period of the ksuba over a period of four or five stages, she has the ability to sell according to the Chachamim Shlomo Bezdin. Now umacharism is on a Shlomo Bezdin. So we said before that when she sells for mezonos purposes, she has to record that she's selling it for mezonos purposes. Fine. end of that thought. Grusha l'simcha l'bebezdin, and we had the machlokes before how to understand whether that's going in Rav Shimon, that's going back in the Tanakhama. Okay, Zakar Rashi. L'simcha as a shar. Rav Shimon Kamala. This is the first part of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon talking. Dabra ein mecheres l'bebezdin el l'mezaynus. The only case where a woman can sell outside of Bezdin without going to Bezdin is when it's some of Mazana's purposes. Bezum ikimen shegavsa miksasa, but the halacha is once she collects part of her ksuba. Ein la Mazana's. So therefore she has to sell the remainder in Bezdin. V'hachi mukilag gemara tshir b'shimen. So the more says that the first part of the Mishnah is b'shimen talking. Kamar Mecheris, she can sell the Ksuvas, the Filo, the Prokim, even if she sells it over a period in stages. Vafa became Mecheris, being time, the Mazonis, Shlomo Bezdin. And she can also sell for Mazonis as well. So the Kamar arguing in that Yesoid that she loses her right to Mazonis by the fact that she sold part of it for Ksuva. Because Hevis Mishtar Mechira, she has to write up in the Shtar Mechira, the Mazonos Mecharati Mishum Eitz HaTayva Kedamar Liyavu. The more so that's an Eitz HaTayva, that it shouldn't be used as a claim against her that she sold it for Ksuba purposes and she has no right to her Ksuba. Kushal HaSimkar L'Ksuvos HaLeb HaBezin Amandar Matayma Mishum Eno Ritzin Tishbaz Ishtoi. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole reason why the Amona can sell without going to Bezin is because the husband does not want, we have an Ansari, he doesn't want his wife, when she's an Amona, to have to go through the process of Bezin. But by a Grusha, he doesn't care about that. And therefore, with Rabbi Yochanan, everybody would agree that the Grusha has to go to Bezin. But the man zavuki taima mishum chino. But according to Ula, like the Gemara said before, harder shimon. This has to be Rabbi Shimon talking that grusha l'simcha l'bebezdin, because the chain applies to the grusha as well. So the more masisin money Rabbi Shimon he. So the first part of the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Shimon. Tanya makra ksubasa mishkana ksubasa. Once she sold the whole property, the value of the ksuba, so she doesn't have a right to mezonos. Okay. Now there's a gist over here, Dibur Meir. Which Rashi seems to accept. So the Tanakhama, Rav Meir says once it's makra the whole ksuba. But till then, she does have mazonos. Shimon Amar Al Pi Shelo Makra El V'Lemishkano Ksubasa El Machsisa. Even if it wasn't the full amount, it was only partial amounts of the Mazonos Seha. So our Mishnah, which is assuming that she doesn't have a right to Mazonos anymore, that's Rav Shimon Shita. Like we saw in the Mishnah, Chachamim disagree and say that no, even if she's selling her Ksuba over a period of time, she still has a right to Mazonos during that process, like the Tanakhama over here, Rav Meir. Okay. So more so like this. The Memra, the Mor is suggesting that this is the logic of the Machlokes. The Shimon Sover, the Loy Amrinan mixes Kesef Kikol Kesef. Rabbanan Sabri Amrinan mixes Kesef Kikol Kesef. So that the Chavim say that as long as she still owed. He still has a chiyuv, a part of the ksuva. So that's Mixas Kesef. He has all of the responsibilities of the Ksuva, including Mazonis. So Shimon says, no, you don't say Mixas Kesef with Kol Kesef. The fact that he owes part of the Ksuva, Mixas Kesef is not like Kol Kesef. He doesn't remain at the same level of Kiev as if he had a Kiev of all of the Kesef. So that comes out, Shimon holds, you don't say Mixas Kesef with Kol Kesef. And therefore, since he only owes part of the Ksuba now, he doesn't have the same Chiyav as if he owed the whole Ksuba, he doesn't have a Chiyav Mazonis anymore. And Brunner say, no, Mixas Kesef, Kol Kesef. As long as he owes part of the Ksuba, it's like he owes the Ksuba. The Mor says, but Ha'ipka Shemina Lehu. The Gemara says that we see in another place that they seem to approach that they have mixes and call differently. The Tanya, Pasuk says, "Who isha b'psulah?" The Kohen Gadol has to marry an isha who has her psulah. Prat lebegeris shekolo b'psulah dibur meir. So the Tanakama, Remeir says that she has to have full psulim. So a woman who's a begaris, even though she's never had bia yet, the psulim starts to weaken on their own. They don't have the full psulim. So the pasuk says it has to be a full psula. A begaris is not a full psula. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a begaris. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon makshirin the begaris. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say no, that the case of begaris, as long as she is a psul in any way, that's good enough. So the pasuk b'psulah means partial psulim also. So here we have Rabbi Shimon saying that mixes psulim is kakol psulim. And Tanakama Remeir says no, mixes psulim is not kol psulim. So the same thing over here, mixes kesef, kakol kesef, we have the exact opposite argument. That we look at mixes kesef, kakol kesef, we look at mixes psulim, kakol psulim. Versus no. Hasan b'kroi pligi. The Mor says, actually, if you look at it, the argument is coming from the other direction. Why? Remeir sober psulah, I feel a mix is psulim. So that Remeir agrees that the word psulah would mean even mix is psulim. Like he's saying over here that mix is kasev is called kasev. But psulah ad ikakulu. Okay, so the fact that it says, isha be psulah with her psulim. What? So then, the fact that it says Bisuleo, that's telling me that you need the whole all of it. So the lashon, the positive trusting, the lashon of Bisuleo, that which she hers, which means she started out with everything. So if you just say Bisula, means even a woman has mixes psulim, but the fact that it's besuleh means that it has to be the full amount. Adika kula psulim. Be psuleh, then the fact that it says the bays, bekadarka in, shlokadarka loy. So Remeir holds that the only place that we're makbedan is the makam psulim. If she had a bia, shalok kedarka, even though she's had bia, since it has not affected the psulim, so she's still kosher to a kohen gadol. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Sari, the word psula means shleima mashma. So it's all the way around. The word psula means a full psula, like Rabbi Shimon is saying over here. Mixes that kasev is kasev. Mixes kasev is not called kasev anymore. So the chiyuv ksuva end once he doesn't owe the full ksuva. The chiyuv ksuva are only dafka full ksuva. So the psula is dafka full psula. The fact that it says Besuleo is a filo mixes Besulim. So now it's the opposite. The word Besuleo means her Besulim, no matter what they are, even if it's only partial. Besuleo, then it says Besuleo. She called Besuleo Kayaman. Bein Bikadarka, Bein Shaloi Kadarka. But she has to be a full Besula, no matter what. She has to be a Besula, whatever Besulim are, no matter how it affects, it would be affected, even be Shaloi Kadarka. So that's not a steer, it's what we're saying over here. Let's see, Rashi. Masis and money, Tanakama the Masis, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it has to be Reb Shimon. Because the Brisa says, Machra Ksuva, Sakula, Ein Lamazonis. Once she sells the full Ksuva, then Ein Lamazonis, the Reb Meir, Alba Machra Miksa, so Yesh Lamazonis. And that's not a Kiddush. I mean, she left her Ksuva, she has Lamazonis. But the Kiddush over here is the other way around. That only if she sold the full Ksuva, she doesn't have it. But if she sold mixes of the Ksuva, she does have Mazonis still. Lorina Mrs. Kassav, Marab Shulah Sheishlo Adayin, Aleyan, Reo Kakula, he still has a claim of part of the Marab Shulah, the right to collect the Ksuba, is the same thing as owing the full amounts. And therefore, we eat the Mazarnas, so he has Chiyuve Ksuba, including the Mazarnas. So the Pasuk says, Bibsula, part of the Begaris, Lamina mixes psulim kikola psulim. I don't say mixes psulim is kikola psulim. So the more answer is that the word psula, the gears on the side is psula. Yaviksiv who isha psula yikach. He should marry a woman as a psula would mean, according to the mayor, that even mixes psulim. When it says psula, we need all of the psulim. Bipsula is b'makom psulim hikbet akasu. But in dafka, the place where the psulim physically are, avol nivul ashlok kedarka b'hinara is share the kohen gadol. The fact that she said b'ashlok kedarka would not pass over the kohen gadol according to Reb Meir. And Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon say b'sula kayamin linyan b'ila shlonivul afil ashlok kedarka. Besides the physical psulim, the physical membrane which is there, but the status of being a psula has to be fully intact. She's not had to be in any way, even shloka dark. Okay, let's hold it here.